أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين يكفرون بالله ورسله ويريدون أن يفرقوا بين الله ورسله ويقولون نؤمن ببعض ونكفر ببعض ويريدون أن يتخذوا بين ذلك سبيلا أولئك هم الكافرون حقا وأعتدنا للكافرين عذابا مهينا. والذين آمنوا بالله ورسله ولم يفرقوا بين أحد منهم أولئك سوف يؤتيهم أجورهم وكان الله غفورا رحيما. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verses 150 to 152 of Surah An-Nisa. In the previous verse, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about good, whether we reveal or conceal. It is all known to Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will forgive. Allah Ta'ala rewards. In these verses, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speak about primarily the Yahud, and together with that, the Nasara have also been included. One was to bring Iman in the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, like the Yahud had done. They brought Iman in Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. But the question would always be, why does a person bring Iman in a Nabi? And the simple answer to that is, because it is the command of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So if the Yahud had brought Iman in Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, because it was the command of Allah Ta'ala, then why did they not obey the commandment of Allah Ta'ala and bring Iman in our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam? When it was very clear that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam spoke about the nubuwat of our Nabi, and Allah Ta'ala revealed in the Kitab that our Nabi is to come and they must bring Iman. All the signs were there, outward, apparent, inward signs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Secondly, the Nasara, they brought Iman in Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And again, the question would be, why did they bring Iman in Isa alayhi salam? Because it was the command of Allah Ta'ala. So then if it was the command of Allah Ta'ala, why did they not bring Iman in our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam? So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses this, and Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِي. Certainly those who disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His messengers, يُرِيدُونَ أَن يُفَرِّقُوا بَيْنَ اللَّهِ وَرُسُلِي. They desire and they want to create, to draw a distinction between Allah and His Rasuls sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the distinction that they had drawn, that they brought Iman in some Anbiya alayhi musallatu wa sallam, but then they failed to believe in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and obey Allah ta'ala in so far as our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يَقُولُونَ نُؤْمِنُ بِبَعْضٍ. Then they would say that we have brought Iman in some, وَنَكْفُرُ بِبَعْضٍ, and we disbelieve in some. So this distinction that they had drawn between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam is an unfair distinction, and this is a kind of tribalism, this is a kind of over exceeding the bounds and the limitations of Allah ta'ala, especially in the case of the Nasara, where then they elevated Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam to the state of divinity and they began to call him God. وَيُرِيدُونَ أَن يَتَّخِذُوا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ سَبِيلًا. And they desired to take a path between it. In other words, believe in some, don't believe in some, obey the command of Allah Ta'ala regarding some, and disobey Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala regarding some. What is the decision of Allah Ta'ala with regards to all of these people? أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ حَقَّا. They are in reality the real kuffar, the disbelievers. وَأَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابًا مُهِينًا. And we have prepared for the disbelievers a disgraceful punishment. Now when Allah Ta'ala speaks about the disbelievers, Allah Ta'ala draws the comparison, and Allah Ta'ala speaks about the believers, and the importance of it is that we need to know the necessities of our own Iman. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِي. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِي. Those who have brought Iman in Allah Ta'ala and all the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam, وَلَمْ يُفَدِّقُوا بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ, and they have not drawn a distinction between any one of them. Now this is our belief, we've discussed it before, but just refreshing it, that we believe that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the last Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, after him there is no Nabi. But together with that, we believe that every other Nabi of Allah Ta'ala was a Nabi of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Every Rasul of Allah Ta'ala was a Rasul of Allah Ta'ala. All the revealed kitabs of Allah Ta'ala were from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. In that basic belief, we draw no distinction. Yes, Allah Ta'ala had given virtue of some over the other, but otherwise, in the very basic belief, like how we believe Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the Rasul and Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, similarly we believe Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is the Rasul and the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. In the basic belief, we draw absolutely no distinction. This is very, very important. In the kitabs, we believe all the revealed kitabs were from Allah Ta'ala and all of them were on haqq. It's a different thing that they began to change the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they tampered with it, all of that is different. But the kitab that came down from Allah, we believe in all of that. Ulaika sawfa yu'tihim ujurahum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says soon they will be given their reward. In this world, if they remain steadfast on iman, they leave the world with this iman, then Allah ta'ala will grant them the reward in the hereafter. Wa kana Allahu ghafuran rahima, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving, Allah ta'ala is most compassionate, and hence if anyone changes their belief and bring it according to the way Allah ta'ala wants to, then of course Allah ta'ala will forgive them for the previous incorrect belief. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.